Pride weekend is almost over. We have spent a part of this weekend in many different types of celebrations, musical, some at the bars, some at other parties. In some places around the state and the country, there have been parades. We had our own festival yesterday. It's a time in which we celebrated ourselves individually, for who we are. We have celebrated ourselves as a group, the LGBTQIA plus group. We've celebrated ourselves as sexual minorities. And for many, if yesterday was your very first Pride event, you were probably a bit overwhelmed. And some of you might remember going to your first Pride event. You know, I told you a few months ago, it's the story about our young neighbor that Darlene and I took to Disney World. And as she walked into Disney World, she couldn't get her head to stop spinning on a swivel. She was trying to look every place at the same time, to the point that she forgot to move her feet. So finally, I would put my hand on her shoulder and keep her moving forward as her head is doing this. And she's trying to see everything possible to see in Disney World. This is the way it was for some folks who it was their first time they had ever been to Pride. They're trying to look at everything at once. The young men in little shorts, the Leathermen, the unbelievable sightings of young folks who were not wearing any tops and used tape to cover things up, and the endless drag queens who are walking around the parade, the endless variety of people. I think sometimes the best part of Pride is to people watch what they're wearing, what they're doing, how they're behaving with each other. And of course, there's everything that you can think of Pride to buy, and things that you would never think that you could possibly buy or would possibly be for sale. But you could find them. Many who this was their first Pride, their own heads were probably spinning from side to side. And if their head wasn't spinning, then their eyes were probably popping out of their heads. All of this was to claim our pride. And we should be proud of who we are, both individually and as a people. We should be proud, but not prideful. There is a difference. When one is prideful, they are arrogant. They think their poop doesn't stink. Unbeknownst to them, oh my goodness, and they think they are all that and more. I'm not sure what the all that is, but they think they are. One who is also prideful is often self-centered. They think only of themselves, of their wants, their desires. They put themselves before anyone else. And there are many scriptures to back up the idea about being prideful and how it can be destructive. James tells us God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Habakkuk says, look at the pride. Their spirit is not right. The righteous live by faith. And Proverbs reminds us that pride goes before destruction. All of these and many more make it sound horrible to be prideful. And when it comes to the negative, yes, I would agree. But there's a difference between being prideful, one who is arrogant and self-centered, than there is for one who is full of pride or is proud of themselves and what they've done. As you heard our passages being read by Rich, those were positive passages having to do with pride. Psalms telling us that we can have pride in the name of the Lord our God. We have a passage in which Paul is telling the people of Corinthia, I am so proud of you. I am proud of what you've done. I am proud of where you've come from. I am overjoyed that you have overcome your affliction. He could be talking to us. And the Hebrews writer reminds us that we are part of Christ's house, and we can hold firm to the confidence and the pride that we have within ourselves because we have hope. These passages speak very differently of pride. It's not a boasting, self-centered pride. It's not about just the one person. There's nothing wrong with saying, I am proud of the person I have grown up to become. Amen. There's nothing wrong with that. I am proud of the person that God has created me to be. I am proud to be able to say who I am. And people should be able to say they're proud of who they are, whether they are gay or straight, or whatever label they choose to use for themselves. I know I am proud of the person that God has transformed me into. And for you, you should also be proud of whoever God has transformed you into, whether that transformation is physical, emotional, or spiritual. I can tell you I am not the same person I was 20, 30, 40 years ago. I hope you can say the same thing. Some of us might look completely different. We have transformed the outside to match the inner beauty within us. For others, it might be a difference. We've been transformed in how we treat not only ourselves, but we allow the world to treat us. I am proud of the struggles that we have overcome and continue to deal with in our community. The LGBTQIA+ community has fought for many years, 50 years, to receive our rights. I am proud of my own part in the struggle. In order for us to obtain the full rights that we have as a member of our greater communities. And yes, I know we still have work to do here in Pennsylvania. But I'm proud of the times where I stood in front of our county marriage registry office and fought for marriage equality. I am proud of the number of times I have stood on the steps of the federal courthouse building here in Harrisburg protesting an injustice for the LGBT people. I know I am proud of the work that I've done here in both Pennsylvania and in Florida to move equality forward for our community. I am proud that I am an LGBTQIA person and a child of God, and I have worked on these issues for years. I am proud of the times that I have stood up for myself when others wouldn't stand up for me. But I've also stood up for others who have had to deal with injustice in their lives. I am proud of the times that I have stood up for God who is within me. I am proud of me. I hope you can say you are proud of you. We have come a long way. I'm not doing the TV commercial for the cigarettes. We've come a long way, but we still have a long way to travel. Our trans brothers and sisters probably know this better than anyone else, that this is a process. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. Just as an infant will not flourish without being touched and giving nourishment and given love, so too will we suffer in this world that has been condemned and wants to punish us because of who we are. All I can think of and I have in my mind is that gentleman, and I'm being gracious, who was at the festival yesterday with his bullhorn, and he's yelling out at us, and I don't know where he got it from, but at one point he yelled out and said, we are a bunch of jellyfish. Okay, so I'm standing out in my car listening to him and the other woman that's with him, and he yells out, we're jellyfish, and we're going to be condemned. And I'm trying to think, when did God condemn the jellyfish? And where in the heck in the Bible is he getting this from? Because it's not coming from the Bible. He was making that up. We are not jellyfish. We are children of God, wholly created in beauty, in wholeness, in love. That is why God created us, to share that love and the beauty with others. If anyone asks you, you tell them, you know, it's not a sin to be proud of who I am. The sin is when I am so prideful that my actions or my words hurt someone else. But there's nothing wrong with me having pride in the things that I've done, in the accomplishments of how God has used me, how I have allowed myself to be used by God, how we have allowed ourselves to live our lives as whole, complete people. You know, I know my mother is very proud of me. She tells me this often. Neither one of my parents finished high school. My father eventually got a GED. My mother never did. They were married when they were 15 and 16 years old. By the time they were 24, they had four kids. And of the four kids, all four of us went to college. All four of us received some kind of master's degree. And I have the doctorate. My brothers elected me. They said, "We're not getting the doctorate. You have to get it for the family." I said, "Okay, but it comes in my time." I know that is not sinful for my mother to be proud of her four children. Now, if she was holding this over her sisters or over her friends, that would be a different issue, and then she would be there for sin and being arrogant to someone else. But there's nothing wrong with my mother being proud of her children. Just as there's nothing wrong for us to be proud that we are LGBT people. Don't ever let anybody tell you otherwise. Don't let that guy sitting out there telling us we're jellyfish that there is anything wrong with us. Don't hear his words. Don't believe his word. I am so thankful for the silent witnesses. I watched them yesterday, and every time this guy moved up the street with his bullhorn, so did they. And when he moved back down, so did they. And the ones that weren't with him, I don't know how many of you realize it if you were there yesterday, but there was at least one member of the silent witnesses walking completely around the park all day long. They were there because they know we are people who can be proud of who we are. And they weren't going to let anybody else tell us differently. They were there because they are also proud of who we are as a people and as individuals. So I say to you, church, be proud. Be proud of who you are. Be proud to be a member of MCC of the Spirit. If you're not aware, we are the longest gay organization to own their own facilities in all of Central PA. We are the oldest church in Central PA that is for the LGBT community. And yes, I still hear from people, I read it even on your some of your surveys, that they don't understand why there's people in this community that don't know us. There are people in this community who still don't know that MCC of the Spirit exists. It's our job to tell them. Our job to tell them. And every time we tell them, I spent a great deal of time yesterday just talking to people, telling them about the history of MCC, telling them about MCC of the Spirit, inviting them to come and be with us, to worship with us, to come tonight's interfaith service, to let people know we are here right in Harrisburg, and we are proud of where God has placed us and where God has called us into ministry and where God has called us together as a people in worship. So be proud of who you are. Be proud that you are a child of God. Be proud of who God created you to be. Be proud of how God has transformed you in your life in whatever way that you were transformed. Be proud.